This is off Broadway. This time it's not off Main. We're in the Rogers very homey
Rogers
basement.
Den of Decadence.
We're on his bed. Jim Zespe's dubbed it the sex bed.
At Rogers Den of Decadence.
And we're here with the Steeny Racing Band. They're not actually a racing team. They have nothing to do with NASCAR. They're a rock and roll band. They have a CD on Cochin 6. You should go to cochin6.com if you want to buy it. And then, Phil, it's your turn to say
it's
something.
It's my turn? What should I say?
I don't know.
I always call them Steen Racing.
Steen Racing?
Yeah.
I've always understood them as Steeny Racing.
I've never known for sure.
I've never known, but I think the first time I actually heard the pronunciation I assume as correct is actually I heard Chad say Steeny Racing at Ralph's one time.
That must be right then.
Chad, is that right? Yes, it's right.
He nods in approval.
So anyway,
you know, Ryan isn't listening to me.
He's not?
It's his anniversary, him and his girlfriend's anniversary.
Oh.
Today.
So they're
On the day that only happens once every 400 years.
This day, yeah, that's right.
Yes, this is a special leap year day.
And we're stuck in a basement.
We're stuck in a basement on the sex bed.
On the sex bed. With magic eye puzzles on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Can you get magic eye puzzles to work?
I can.
I can too. How about Chad? Chad James is in the room here. He can sort of get
them
to work.
I'm guessing he sees them without trying. you guys
Chad,
don't see the mushroom bug there?
Chad is in the band Mothness, who have a CD coming out on March 10th. They'll be playing a release party at Ralph's Corner Bar in Moorhead.
That probably means
it's a hot new nightclub.
I probably have to be there because I think I promised them I would go out the next time they played.
So you'll be at Ralph's for 2 weekends in a row.
Is that next weekend?
Oh, wait,
March
10th.
That's
March 10th is not next weekend.
I'm going to Colorado the next day.
Colorado.
That'll be my going away party.
What are you going to Colorado for?
Coors.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I know why.
I'm just going. Hiking, golfing.
Yeah. You're going...
Katie and I are not going golfing.
You're not?
No.
Did you go golfing in Colorado right now? Is it nice enough there?
I bet it is.
Is it as nice as Fargo?
No. Nothing's as nice as Fargo.
So how about that weather in Fargo, North Dakota?
It's crazy.
It's warm in March.
Anyway...
So I'm just looking at this CD you got this weekend, Phil.
I got a CD this weekend, and my band and June, my old band, and June Panic is on it.
Your old band is on it?
Trans Am's are on it.
Hmm.
We're number, track number...
It's hard to read here on the sex bed in the
Well,
dark.
They list the song first and then the band, which
That's,
is kind of...
Oh, there we go. Roping, the Trans Am's.
Yeah, we got that song on there.
Wow.
And it's... Probably the best thing we've ever recorded as
well,
far as
and
quality.
And look at Jim Zespe did it.
Yeah?
Boy. He had his fingers and everything.
But, we're actually pretty tight and stuff on it. And the 7-inch is probably our, like, most complete thing we've ever done. But that little song sounds pretty decent. Anyway, and June Panic song is really good. There's a lot of other good songs on there. There's a song by a fellow named Cuda LaBranche, which is a pseudonym for a guy in a really popular band that goes by the initials GBV at times. And
Great Big Vaginas?
Yes. How'd you guess?
I've got some other stuff.
And there's another guy in a band, Kill Rockstar's band, who's on that, who has the band Doom Buggy. Is a project of a guy who runs Punkin' My Vitamins Records. That's www.punkinmyvitamins.com. Yep, Vez has got something coming out on there. Another
really?
Fargo connection.
Huh.
And I suppose since Amrep
I think I saw a Vaz release show on the Fargo, or the Ascian Event Guide.
Bez release show in Fargo?
No.
Oh, in Minneapolis? Yeah. In the entry or something?
I don't remember. I didn't read it.
Okay.
But wow. You could go to www.yatzine.com/events something.
Where our new event
you could find out.
Triangle is opening for Vaz at their CD release party on Punk and My Vitamins record. Anyway, should I finish the story about this?
I interrupted. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, Roger of Coach and Six and June Panic and Justin Seng and I went to Grand Forks to go to Farmer P's CD release party, which was at a secret location in Grand Forks. And it was basically a big party with a few bands playing. And I bought this CD. I had to buy a copy of a CD that my... Farmer P is such a nice guy, though, he can get away with it. He's in a lot of debt because of that CD, so he couldn't afford to give any away. But it's available mail order only, so maybe I should read the address if you want to order it. It's got some really good stuff on it. And I'm not just talking just local stuff, since this is a local ass liquor show. But you can write to Fresh Kyle Pie at 5112 77th Avenue Southeast, Montpelier, North Dakota, 58472. And if you don't have a pen or a pencil, you can listen to the rebroadcast. Or do you think I should...
We'll put it
say
on
it
the
at
site.
The end of the show. We could put it on the site too. Yeah, I'll be writing a review, or someone will be writing a review of the CD. $8, I think, and I don't know if that's postage paid or not. It comes with two lines of Coke, as they love in Grand Forks.
Does the custom cover version cost more than the
custom cover version costs $10? So if you want to be nice, and if you were lucky enough to write that down now, and you want to just send it in the mail immediately, you could include a extra dollar or two for postage, but I'm guessing you could just go to Yahtzeen at www.yahtzeen.com and find the address on there.
Tomorrow.
So
March 1st.
So anyway, this thing at Grand Forks was really cool. There's a lot of people in this little tiny house crammed in drinking a lot of beer, and... there was a band called Strap Hanger that played, and a band called Emoplex G. And there was another band called June Panic. Actually, a man called June Panic. And he played alone. And Roger probably remembers more crazy stuff that happened.
Because you were all coked up.
Well, yeah, I was all coked up. I got hooked up with some, what do you call it?
Grand Forks drug runner?
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, we went to this other party that was...
This all happened in East Grand Forks, right?
No, this isn't Grand Forks. We went to this other party that was pretty crazy. There was, like, somebody lost $250 or something because they're going to buy Coke or something like that. And am I supposed to talk about this? Huh. Chad has seen a band in Grand Forks snort coke in front of all ages children. So
that would never happen on
Are
a
we
going to
start bashing Grand Forks? I think
Grand Forks is the new bash
bunch
town.
Of coke freaks.
Yeah.
So,
coke core.
You know, this is Coca-Cola, of course, is what we're talking about. Actually, they were selling the recipe for Coca-Cola, which is, a big secret. And
who's selling it? People in Grand Forks?
These people in Grand Forks, I guess.
You got to support
the
guy.
Anyway, and it's not the white stuff that they talk about. Anyway, that's my seedy underground Grand Forks story that I have.
But did you have fun?
It was a lot of fun. I was glad to get out of the second party or whatever. I don't know.
Did Farmer P have fun?
Yeah, I think he had a lot of fun. He was passed out.
Oh, well. Somebody has to. Sounds like you don't want to pass out in Grand Forks, though.
Well, actually, I didn't see him passed out, but he was really loaded.
Close?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think he was He was about ready.
This has got to be the most organized show we've had. Laying back on the
laying on the sex bed.
Laying on the sex bed in Roger's den of decadence. Is that what
and,
I called it?
Yeah.
And that that yellow and pink thing over in the corner of this room is really freaking me out.
That's a toy microphone, isn't it?
Is it?
I think it is.
I don't know. It doesn't look like one, does it?
Let me check it out real quick.
This thing we've got here looks like a really strange sex toy. What is it? Is it a fake microphone?
Toy microphone.
I guess it's a toy microphone. That's great. Put it down because you're not getting on the bed with that.
It makes an echo.
Okay, so we...
Roger's
Chad's
going to
bring this on stage with Martin.
Hey, let me see.
Hello.
Let me see the dildo mic.
The dildo.
Hello. Hello. Oh. Hi.
I think Chad wants to get one of those for the Martin show.
He'd probably duct tape it to his head.
But, anyways, if you know if you know where there's any really crazy parties with all sorts of bad stuff going on, you can call us at 1-800-YACHTZINE. I wonder, that might be a really real number, you know, so don't take that literally. I don't know if there's an actual 800-YACHTZINE. And anyway, should we run this? Should we run through some announcements then?
I suppose.
Get this crap out of the way.
Announcements. March. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's see. It looks like March 2nd and 5th from 6:30 to noon will be the rebroadcast of this particular show you're now listening to. March 3rd, between 8 and 12 beers with Scott Wolf and guest Ross Raheli Aliala of The Form. How they got that guy down here, I don't know. I don't even know what that show's about. Let's interrupt it. Roger, what is this, what's this show, this new show you've got? They don't even know. Okay, between 8 and 12 beers, I guess. And that's March 3rd. That's probably Friday night. And we don't have a time here. Go to their website to find out. 7 o'clock. March 7th, we've got a special off-Broadway with guests to be announced. That's my favorite band, TBA. That's, Oh, and coming soon, a new Mercury Myries, Saturday night for singles.
Mercury Myries,
and there's some
Saturday night for singles.
That's great. Let's take that with us when we leave.
I wonder if that actually comes across on the air.
There's also there's a vague reference here to Ralph's for 10th March Ralph's.
Oh, March 10th. I just got done saying that actually earlier.
Oh,
that's
that
the day of the Mothman's release
party.
Oh,
that's right.
That's the day that Chad and Brian and is it Tom or Doug?
Neither.
One. Okay.
Doug Tom. Tom
Doug.
Doug. The Tom and Doug show.
Trin Tran.
And that was the announcements. Welcome to Coach and
This week, actually, on Broadway.
And tonight is
Steeny Racing.
They're playing a big, big basement show here for a small community of roughnecks and Phil's beating off.
I am not. It's
well,
the toy.
It's the toy.
Well, it's the toy that looks like a dildo.
Phil is simulating self pleasure.
I'm simulating an intelligent person
with a simulating.
I'm bad at this. I had some sort of announcement, but I forgot it.
Well, we got the event guide. Is that what
the
you
event guide?
About?
No, that wasn't it.
Okay. Have you talked about that already?
Yeah, I kind of did.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I guess we could talk
about it. I was
going to
say something about Steeny Racing, but I don't know what it was.
But,
I had some joke, even though I don't know any jokes to make about him, but I thought of one.
You thought of one?
Yeah, I did.
Well, if Phil would have thought of the joke, just you can, like, laugh.
It would have been funny.
You can laugh out of,
laugh out of pity.
Pity. Light little chuckle. And, you know, this is the third show we've done? Fourth show? Third or fourth? Third.
You're definitely right, sir.
And we still haven't lost this little late night with Conan O'Brien music or whatever.
Well.
And, you know, remember the first show I
mentioned? Oh, you were just complaining.
We had to get
you
rid of
this song.
At least I don't hate the song so much, but it always kind of bothers me that it's playing through the whole, like, talking
yeah.
part of the
we
show.
We should make it play while the band plays, too.
Yeah.
We have to deal with it. They should, too. Or maybe we should just go out and we should talk while they play.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep talking. Like,
talk over it. And
like running. Like we're color commentators for bands.
But play by play.
Wow, do you see how he strung that? How he was strumming that guitar?
Upswing. Down. Oh, he dropped his pick.
That was a classic pick drop maneuver, Phil.
Ooh,
that was
nice
the
save.
That was the I need a cigarette, so I'm going to drop the pick to make it look like I need to stop playing my guitar for a second and grab a cigarette.
Oh, and did you see the drummer stop playing before the song actually ended?
Drummers suck. Remember those drummers we had that last week? Kept trying to fix his drum the whole time. Those Orange 17 yahoos.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Boy, what an unprofessional band those guys were. It's like they'd never played before or something.
Different drum.
Yeah.
But that's just because he bangs the skin so hard and so right.
That was such naughty talk on the naughty bed. Banging his skin. Don't talk to me like that when we're on the bed together.
And Steenie Racing.
Roger says it's 5 minutes again.
Speaking of drummers, Steenie Racing doesn't have a drummer.
They don't.
I don't believe so. Does Steenie Racing have a drummer now, or are they still a no drummer band? That's good. That's what made me such a big fan last time I saw them. They maybe bust out some drum action. Maybe they play bongos now. Or hey, they could pull some Black Eyed Susan maneuvers with this little thing, this little chime. Hear that?
Boy, this place is way funner than that lame studio Zespy has. That would
anyway.
Be zespy@yahoo.com. Send him a letter and tell him that he needs to get some toys for us to play with. Are you serious? Well, I was going to tell you I wanted it before. I'll bid a dollar. Bidding for the cool orange TV is at a dollar right now. Email us at bidonorangetv@yachtzine.com and the highest bid will get it.
You can...
That's a nice TV. I like orange. Orange is my favorite color right now.
But the screen...
Especially for appliances.
The screen is black
like
and white,
Like, if that deck you're playing with there, is that a deck? That'd be a deck. That should be orange. Not that big thing with all the knobs on it. That's a board. If that was orange, that would be tough.
Is that Jim's SD
Orange
SD
is the
board?
New tough color.
Hey.
Like industrial orange.
3.5.
The man's a walking clock. He came in here 90 seconds ago and said 5. On his way out, he's at 3.5. He knew.
Huh.
You're absolutely right, sir.
Woo! That's a great little...
It is.
That's a great little effect. This is
amazing,
is like,
what American...
A morning show or something. All we need is a one of those
horns.
We
just need the guy on the street asking women to do dumb things.
Or, I don't know, we could get some of those strippers from the Northern in and you know...
Strippers, sir!
Do a bunch of Howard Stern crap, I suppose.
Yeah, or we could just ask Chad to show us his tits.
We could, Chad's got nice tits.
Show us your tits, sir.
So.
Well, I think it might be time for us to...
I think it might be.
Plug something, no.
Plug?
Plug? No.
Well, since we're from Yahtzee, we should plug www.yahtzee.com.
What a wonderful sight, sir!
So every week I have to say this, but boy, are the Vikings going to suck next year or what?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm glad I like Tampa Bay, too, because, like, all the Vikings are on that team now, so.
Well, you know, the Vikings have always, you know.
No, next year
been
gonna,
a great disappointment.
They're going to be a big. Well, they won't be disappointing next year because I know they're going to suck.
They can't
so.
Be any more disappointing than when they lost the big game, you know, against the Falcons.
The ass Falcons?
Because, you know, it was.
I mean, we can't talk about it. I'm bad memory.
I mean, that's the year they were supposed to win the
Super Bowl.
I know.
Yeah.
And
boy.
You can't.
Pathetic.
You can't be any more disappointed than when they don't live up to their potential like that.
You and me could score on the Vikings.
Probably.
Roger could definitely score at the sex bed. Roger, get Dennis Green down here. He'd be humping him all over.
Danny Green. What's that website?
Danny Green. FireDenny.com.
Is it www in front of
yes,
it?
Yes, www.firedenny.com. It's a guy I work with.
There's a
I
lot
have
of
no
like,
explanation for this guy.
Those
but
comments on there can get pretty volatile.
They are some pretty nasty.
Definitely right, sir.
Well, the music's off. That must mean we quit.
That must mean
hurry up and shut up, I guess.
Shut
not
up?
Yet?
Shut up or put up? I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know. I think Chad's sick of me
Steenie
yelling
Racing
that thing
in the house. And they're going to play really soon.
SteenieRacing.com.
And if we be really quiet, they might start playing.
This is the Whisper Echo.
All right. Steenie Racing at Off-Broadway.